The day moved slowly. Bob Halloran tried to keep the conversation going in the living room of the small concrete house at 4610 Northwest 15th Court in the worn-down section of Miami, Florida, that the residents called Brownsville. But after 1 hour passed, 2 hours, three, there wasn't much else he could say. The list of topics had been covered and covered again. He mostly sat and waited, a talkative man curiously out of words, as Muhammad Ali puttered and fretted, went outside and came back, and sometimes watched cartoons on the black and white television set. A worry squirmed in Halloran's chest that Ali would become tired of him and would send him home, or would want to be with different people, or something. What then? The 29-year-old local television sports reporter from WTVJ tried to be as inconspicuous as possible. His cameraman had set up on the front lawn in the morning. The guy was still somewhere out there watching the equipment. Neighborhood kids also were out there. Kids who came around Ali every day. Kids who treated him as if he were one of them. Another kid, ready for fun. Most days he was. This day he wasn't. A worry also squirmed in the chest of the heavyweight champion of the world. Local draft board number 47 was preparing to make its move in Louisville, Kentucky. The machinery already was in motion. Although a New York lawyer had been dispatched to plead Ali's case, there was little doubt what the result would be. The weight of the U.S. government would fall directly on top of the primary resident of this house. Nobody knew for sure when it was going to happen, but rumors had been floating for a week that he was going to be made eligible for the military draft at any moment. The demand for soldiers had grown, more than doubled, with the escalation of the Vietnam War. The generals at the Pentagon now wanted more than 400,000 troops for the war effort. Ali had failed the intelligence test twice, which resulted in a 1Y classification, unfit for service, but under new standards, changed only 3 days ago, his score of 16 now passed. He not only would become 1A eligible, but at 24 years of age, newly single again, he would be at the top of the induction list for the next month's call. All indications, which included comments he had made in the past on the subject, were that he would challenge the order to report. Halloran had received a tip that today, Thursday, February 17, 1966, was the day all this would begin. Thursday was the day that Draft Board 47 made its weekly announcements. The tip was that the news would come from Louisville later in the afternoon, but Halloran had wanted to make sure he was there for the moment. That was why he had arrived before anyone else. That was why he had been here so long. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Communication was a problem. The bulletin from Louisville would come across the wire machine in the newsroom, but there was no way the people at the station could reach Halloran here. There was no such thing as a cell phone. He had to call them. The only phone he could use was Ali's home phone. As time stretched, the reporter became uneasy about breaking the mood periodically by standing and going to that phone. Any news? Okay, thanks. The movement, the words, seemed intrusive. He would shuffle back to his place to watch more cartoons. The wait continued.